Do you think you could have acted sooner, legally?
Yeah, I mean, what I'd say at the start is that it's not that we were just letting see what happened. We were in negotiation right from day one to say that this wasn't welcome, this wasn't appropriate way to protest, and that this wasn't sustainable because ultimately it's costing the people of Nottingham, who we don't believe to be the target of the protest, it was costing them money. We hoped and we worked hard to get a negotiated solution because we felt that that would have been reasonable. And it's a shame that it took as long as it did and that it took legal action to obviously precipitate them moving on. Could we have handled it differently? Well, you know, there isn't a guidebook in my top drawer to say, you know, six easy steps to evict your protesters from Market Square. So, you know, we're all learning through the process. But going back at the judgments we've made, looking at what other people have done, other cities, actually, I think we've handled it fairly in terms of appreciating that people have a right to protest, but also putting the interests of our people of the city first. So on balance, we'd have liked it to have finished sooner, but I think we handled it in the right way.
Yeah, and if you'd known what you know now, I mean, hindsight is a great thing, isn't it? But if you'd known what you know now, that legal battle would actually end and they would move on, would you have done it 3 months ago?
Yeah, well, I mean, knowing what you know now, then yes, you think maybe you could do that. But for that to happen, you have to also look at other High Court rulings at the occupation in London, because if you're the first to go with the legal case and you're not really sure about your legal case, then that £10,000 can pale into insignificance to the money you could burn through in the High Court. So again, it was right to make sure that we were really sure of our legal case, and it was right whilst we're doing that to try and get a negotiated settlement, which again, I'm disappointed we couldn't do, as I've, you know, been on the show and said before.
Since yesterday, loads of people have been in touch to say, why did the council help with clearing up rubbish? Because surely the protesters should have been taking their rubbish with them. Otherwise, you know, a granny in the old Market Square who dropped litter would be fined. Why weren't they dealt with more harshly on litter?
Yeah, I mean, what I'd say to that is, firstly, I mean, one thing I was particularly glad about is they didn't abandon their camp. Because if they'd abandoned their camp, we'd have been in a difficult position legally, because there's a borderline between rubbish and lost property, and we might have had to have stored it again, more costs. And actually, I think they did make good efforts to remove what they could.
What about the litter, though?
But on the individual level, we were very clear right from day one that those individuals would be treated just the same as you or I would be in the Market Square, Andy. So if they dropped litter, they'd be fined. If they urinated, they'd be fined. If they drunk, if they were drinking, they'd have their alcohol confiscated. And that was, and we kept those standards. However, I don't think it was practical. We don't think it was practical at the end of that process, when actually we want to get the remains out to make the square good against the standard it ought to be, to then pursue individual actions, because that'd be unnecessarily punitive.